what is one to do with his laundered clothing prior to the 9 days? So as we know, it's the custom of Jewry to avoid wearing or prohibit wearing freshly laundered clothing throughout the period of the 9 days, or according to Sephardic Jewry, from the week of Tisha B'Av and onwards till Tisha B'Av. And what can we do with our freshly laundered clothing so we can make it wearable according to Halacha? So there are a few options available before us as brought in the Poskim, mainly in reference to the laws of Avelus, the laws of Shleishim, in which Ashkenazim have a similar restriction that it's forbidden for them to wear freshly laundered clothing throughout the Shleishim, and the Poskim thereby discuss what can be done with the clothing to allow and permit it to be worn. And the Eitzes recorded there in Hilchas Avelus likewise apply here for the Avelus of the Temple, for the mourning laws applicable during the 9 days, which restricts wearing freshly laundered clothing. So the first and main option recorded in the Poskim written in the Ramon Yeredeia, chapter 389.1, based on the Rishonim, is for the clothing to be worn by another person who's not an Avelus. What does that option translate to regarding our Avelus of the Temple? It translates to that you can wear your clothing prior to the start of the 9 days, before the start of Reish Chodesh Menachem Av, and by doing so you can remove its freshly laundered status from it and then allow it to be worn throughout the 9 days. However, various questions are asked in regards to how should this wearing be done? For how long do I have to wear the clothing for before the 9 days? Can I wear more than one clothing at a time? Does it apply even to undergarments? And are there any other alternatives to this matter? So regarding the length of time that it's required for one to wear the clothing in order to revoke its freshly laundered status and permit its wearing, the Shach writes in Yeredeia 389.4 regarding Avelus that it can be worn for any amount of time, which would imply that even if it's worn for a mere moment, it already suffices. And so records the Ikari Hadat, the Misgaras HaShulchan, the Das Kedoshim, and other Poskim in the laws of Avelus, and the same would apply here. However, there are Poskim who argue and rule that it should be worn for a few hours, as the Levush writes, for 2 to 3 hours, and so writes the Ben Ishchai and Rav Poalim, although elsewhere, the Ben Ishchai writes that one should wear it for 1 hour. And so likewise records Yosef Eibitz, page 330. Practically, the widespread custom is in matters of Avelus to be lenient and to already revoke its freshly laundered status once it's been worn for even a moment before Reish Chodesh Menachem Av. And thus one can quickly, before Reish Chodesh, put on his pants, put on his shirts, put on the bed sheets onto his bed and lay on it, try on his bath towel, and so on and so forth, to remove its freshly laundered status. In regards to whether one may wear more than one clothing at a time, such as if you have 10 shirts, can you put on 10 shirts, one on top of the other? The answer is that one may, so writes the Das Kedoshim in 389 in Yeredeia, although in such a case, one must be aware to only remove one clothing at a time, otherwise it is kasha l'shichicha, as recorded in Svarim. Regarding undergarments, there is no need at all to wear them before Reish Chodesh, as it is permitted even initially to wear freshly laundered undergarments throughout the 9 days. So is evident from the Divrei Nechemya in Yeredeia Tshuva 27, likewise recorded in Yefei Lulev and Aruch HaShulchan, Lach Meitoida, the Pischei Tshuva, and other Paiskim, Paiskei Zmanenu, that there is no need to try on undergarments. Although some are stringent in this matter, and those who have a Masorah to be Machmir, they should abide by their stringent custom. What are any other alternatives available or applicable other than wearing it prior to the start of the 9 days, such as if one forgot to do so and it's already past the start of the 9 days? So first and foremost, grab yourself a Sephardi. Sephardim are not accustomed to begin the restrictions against wearing freshly laundered clothing until the week of Tisha B'Av. So until the week of Tisha B'Av, you can get yourself a Sephardi friend, Kanei Lecha Chover, and ask him to wear your Ashkenazi clothing for you, so it will remove its freshly laundered status. This is exactly the scenario the Rama discussed in the original ruling in the laws of Avelus, that the Avil within Shleishim gives it to someone who's not an Avil to wear. And the Sephardim don't begin their Avelus in this regard until the week of Tisha B'Av. Now, what do you do if you don't have a local Sephardi available that's able to help you in this? Or it's already past the week of into the week of Tisha B'Av. So in such a case, you have another option, which is to place it on the floor. And as the Poskim can point out, it has to be a dirty floor. So writes the Lechem Aponim in 376, the Kerem Shleimer, the Minchas Yitzchak, and other Poiskei Zmaneinu. However, to place it on a nicely mopped and cleaned and fresh tiled floor is as if you're putting it in your drawer and it does not remove its freshly laundered status from it. Another option is to wear the clothing on Shabbos. So records the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim that you can wear the freshly laundered clothing on Shabbos even for the sake of revoking its status so it can be worn during the week. However, this would only be allowed if it's a type of clothing that can be worn on Shabbos. It's Shabbistic. If everyone knows that it's a weekday clothing, then obviously it would be forbidden because it is readily recognizable that you are doing so for the sake of preparing for the weekday, as opposed to if you have 10 white shirts and you're wearing one white shirt every hour of Shabbos, that you're at the same time that you're preparing for the weekday, you're also benefiting from wearing Shabbos clothing. B'di'evad, what is one to do if he put on a shirt, a pants, etc., and then remembered he forgot to wear this before the start of the 9 days? In such a case, the poskim record, the Das Kedoshim and others, that there's no need to remove it. You can continue wearing it. So to summarize, Ashkenazim before the start of the 9 days and Sfardim before the start of the week of Tisha B'Av are to try on the freshly laundered clothing, aside for undergarments, and wear them for at least a moment, even if it means them wearing one on top of the other, which they will then remove one at a time. And if this wasn't done, then they can place it on a dirty floor or wear it on Shabbos if it's Shabbos stick to remove its freshly laundered status.